Have you ever noticed how the biggest moves in this industry never happen in the cockpit? They happen in a conference room. Somebody signs a piece of paper, and 6 months later, it changes which airplane you board, which route survives, and which manufacturer books an order that keeps a factory running. I'm Tower, and this is ATIS, here on Radio Hangar. Today, we've got an executive shuffle out of Brazil that tells you more about where this industry is heading than any press release lets on. Let's get into it. Here's the headline. Gol Linhas Aéreas, the big Brazilian low-cost carrier, has named André Felauer as its new chief executive officer. The man he's replacing, Celso Ferrer, is leaving to take a role at Boeing. That's the story in one sentence, but the headline doesn't tell the whole story, and that's exactly why we're spending time on it today. Before we go further, today's aviation news is brought to you by AviationSoul.com, aviation challenge coins built to mark the milestones, discipline, and pride behind every step in flight. From first solo to airline transport pilot, every coin tells a story. AviationSoul.com. Now, let me set the table because a lot of you fly light airplanes on this side of the equator, and you may be asking why a management change at a South American airline belongs on a show for general aviation pilots. Fair question. Here's the answer. Gol is one of the largest carriers in Brazil. It flies a fleet built almost entirely around the Boeing 737, including the newer MAX family. It's the Brazilian franchise of a low-cost model. A lot of you would recognize instantly. One airplane type, high utilization, point-to-point flying, keep it simple, and keep it moving. And over the last couple of years, Gol has been through the ringer. The airline went through a financial restructuring, the kind of court-supervised reorganization that here in the United States we'd call Chapter 11. That process is about renegotiating debt, restructuring aircraft leases, and coming out the other side leaner and ideally solvent. So the person sitting in the chief executive's chair at Gol right now is not just running an airline, they're steering a company that has just come through a survival situation and is trying to prove it can grow again. That's the context. Now let's talk about the two men in this story. Celso Ferrer, the outgoing chief executive, is a name worth knowing. He came up as a pilot. That's not the usual path to the corner office in the airline business, where you more often see finance people and lawyers rise to the top. Ferrer flew the line, moved into operations, and worked his way up through Gol into the chief operating officer role, and then into the top job. He led the airline through the hardest part of that restructuring, and now he's leaving to join Boeing. Think about what that means for a second. Boeing, the manufacturer, is bringing in an executive who ran an all-Boeing airline through a financial crisis in one of the most important growth markets in the world. This affects you if you care about where Boeing's head is at right now, because it tells you the company is hunting for people who understand the customer side. People who've actually operated the airplanes, managed the fleets, and lived with the delivery delays. Boeing has spent the last few years trying to rebuild trust. Trust with regulators, trust with the flying public, and trust with the airlines that buy its jets. Hiring an airline chief executive who knows the operator's pain from the inside is a signal. It says the manufacturer wants people in the building who've sat on the other side of the table. That's my read on it. And I'll flag that as informed opinion rather than confirmed strategy. Boeing didn't send me a memo, but when a manufacturer pulls a proven airline operator into the fold, you can usually connect the dots. Now, let's talk about the man taking the controls at Gol. André Felauer. Felauer is stepping up into the chief executive role. He's an executive with operational depth in the Gol organization and in the broader group it belongs to. And here's a piece a lot of the coverage glosses over. Gol is part of a larger holding structure, the Abra Group, which also controls Avianca, the big Colombian carrier. So this isn't just one airline picking a new boss. It's a major Latin American airline group making a leadership decision at the top of one of its crown jewel operations. When you promote from within after a restructuring, you're usually signaling continuity. You're telling the market, the creditors, and the employees that the turnaround plan stays on course. You're not bringing in an outsider to blow it up and start over. You're handing the airplane to someone who already knows the route. So here's what you need to know about why this matters beyond Brazil. First, the Boeing angle, every time a manufacturer strengthens its ties to a major operator, it affects the order book, and the order book affects production, and production affects delivery slots for everybody. If you follow the fortunes of the 737 MAX program, and a lot of pilots do because that airplane story has been one of the defining sagas of modern aviation, then leadership moves that deepen Boeing's relationship with a loyal MAX customer are worth watching. Second, the Latin American growth story. Brazil is an enormous aviation market with huge distances, limited passenger rail, and a population that increasingly flies. Carriers like Gol are how a lot of that country moves. When a carrier that nearly went under comes out of restructuring, stabilizes, and installs a leadership team focused on growth, that's demand. Demand for airplanes, demand for pilots, demand for mechanics, demand for the whole ecosystem. Third, and this is the one closest to home for the folks listening in the general aviation community, the pilot to chief executive pipeline, Celso Ferrer, flew the line before he ran the airline. Every time somebody who started with a control yoke in their hands ends up making the biggest decisions in the industry, that's good for all of us. It means the people setting policy, negotiating with regulators, and buying the equipment actually understand what it's like to be responsible for an airplane full of people. We talk a lot on this show about the gap between the boardroom and the flight deck. Stories like this one narrow that gap at least a little. Let me pull back and give you the wider picture because this move fits a pattern. Across the industry right now, we're seeing a lot of executive movement. The big United States carriers have been reshuffling their leadership teams. Manufacturers are competing hard for talent that understands operations, not just spreadsheets, and the airlines that struggled through the turbulence of the last few years are the ones now making the leadership changes that set up the next decade. This is what a maturing recovery looks like. In the worst days, companies hire crisis managers and restructuring specialists. When the crisis passes, they start hiring for growth, and the crisis managers move on to their next challenge. Celso Ferrer, moving from a restructured airline to a manufacturer, is a textbook example of that cycle turning. So what should you actually do with this information? Honestly, for most of us flying light singles and twins on a Saturday morning, there's no action item here. You don't need to change anything about how you fly next weekend because GOL changed chief executives. But this is a news show, and part of being a well-rounded aviator is understanding the industry you're a part of, the health of the airlines, the strategy of the manufacturers, and the flow of talent between them. All of that eventually reaches down to the flight schools, the fuel prices, the used airplane market, and the career ladder that a lot of younger listeners are climbing right now. If you're a student pilot with airline ambitions, here's your takeaway. The path from the flight deck to the chief executive's office is real, and it's getting more common. The industry increasingly values leaders who've done the flying. Keep your logbook, keep your standards, and understand that the discipline you build in the cockpit is the same discipline that runs airlines. And if you're an aviation investor or a professional watching the manufacturers, keep an eye on Boeing's hiring. The people a company brings in tell you what it's planning to build. Bringing in an operator like Ferrer suggests Boeing is thinking hard about the customer experience of owning and flying its airplanes, not just the engineering of them. One more thought before we wrap. There's something fitting about a pilot named Ferrer leaving the operator's seat to go help build the airplanes. The industry runs in circles that way. The person who spent years managing a fleet of 737s through the hardest chapter in that airplane's history now goes to work for the company that makes them. If you were designing a career to understand the whole system, cockpit operations, restructuring, and manufacturing, you'd have a hard time drawing a better line than that one. And at GOL, Andre Feilauer takes the airplane from here. Steady hands on a company that fought its way back from the edge. We'll be watching to see where he points it. That's the headline out of Brazil. With reporting from Aerotime, whose coverage of this leadership change laid out the details we walked through today. You can find us at radiohangar.com whenever you want to catch up on the stories that matter to the people who actually fly. This is Tower, signing off from ATIS. Keep your eyes outside, keep your head in the game, and I'll see you on the next one.